on the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With African swine fever carving out such a big chunk of China's hog herds, the world's biggest meat consumer is turning to other protein sources. Hefty beef shipments from Australia seem to indicate people in China are already switching away from pork to beef. According to AgWeb.com, Chinese beef imports have surged, with the world's largest pork market buying nearly 129,000 tons in April, 75% more than a year earlier. Meanwhile, the price of beef has risen 6% higher than in August, when the disease was first reported. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is applauding President Trump's signing of the disaster relief bill that provides $19 billion in assistance to states and territories hit by flooding, hurricanes, wildfires, and other natural disasters. Perdue says Congress provided much-needed resources to assist farmers, ranchers, and producers dealing with extensive damage to their operations caused by these natural disasters. He adds the president is committed to helping America's farmers get back on their feet following these recent events. Families of Mexican heritage are achieving a productive entry into the farming and shipping of strawberries in California. The California Strawberry Commission's Carolyn O'Donnell tells AgriPulse a century ago, most of the strawberry growers were Japanese Americans, and now 2/3 of the strawberry growers in California are of Mexican American descent. O'Donnell says we've seen over the past century the hand-planted, hand-weeded, and hand-harvested strawberries have been a crop of opportunity. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.